Chapter 56. Scars were abundant among the staff in the arena. Nearly all bore the signs of their work with the deadly beasts. Some were missing limbs, while others had jagged pink flesh where a claw or tooth had done damage. Still others looked partially melted, unfortunate survivors of dragonfire. And Charlie was one of them now, the new guy. Looking around, he realized there weren't any old slaves to be seen. It made sense, he supposed. Older means easier to catch. Only the young and spry might hope to survive a while. Contrary to his initial impressions, their job actually was to bring food to the beasts.
"We food bring," a one-armed man said with a morbid laugh. "But sometimes they still hungry."
The others laughed as well. Gallows humor of the short-lived. Enormous metal trays, rent with gouges and dents, were piled with food. It seemed the dragons were omnivorous, based on the hodgepodge assortment stacked high.
"Here, we put on stretcher. Carry for to eating," a moderately burned man said, motioning toward a rickety old conveyance made of wood and cloth.
Gramphir was too cheap to even spring for a basic hovering platform, despite the short distance it had to be carried. "Seriously? We go out there with food and nothing else?
Ease how it done."
"But why? I mean, couldn't they just throw it into the arena instead?"
"Oh, that. Them make wagers who eaten. Is popular game."
Charlie felt hysteria creeping up on him. "This is it. This is how I die. Eaten by a goddamn dragon in some distant galaxy, no less. Look at me now, Ma. Dragon food. If only my friends could see me, they'd never believe it."
"Food slaves, pick up and go," their overseer commanded.
He was, Charlie noted, a wampa. "You don't happen to drink blood, do you?" he asked casually as they passed him on the way into the arena. The horrified, offended look on the man's face said a lot. Namely, that even among the wampa, those who drank blood were frowned upon. "I take that as a no," he said to the pale man. "Well, that's good to know." Charlie and his litter-bearing partner cautiously made their way out into the open space of the arena. Large boulders dotted the landscape, some inked with the dried blood of whoever had the misfortune of being smashed against it by a flick of a mighty tail.
"Holy shit, these guys are big."
The smaller dragons were perhaps as big as a garage. The larger were the size of a small house. All of them were lounging along the edges of the arena, watching the tiny creatures entering their space with mild interest, like a lion might observe prey it wasn't sure it really felt like chasing and devouring. They seemed benign enough, but that could change in an instant. At the sight or smell of food, the dragons roused themselves. That was when Charlie saw the heavy golden collars affixed around their necks. The runes were constantly shifting, aglow with an internal flame. Judging by the size, the metal rings were insanely powerful. To require that level of control, he figured the creatures wearing them must be immensely strong. The others quickly gathered up trays of food and began approaching the dragons, the meals held out like an offering before them. A smaller black dragon eagerly chomped down a tray of food, servant and all, then searched for more, while a yellow dragon waited until the blue alien carrying its meal was close enough before lunging and making the man drop the tray out of fear. It then ate the food slowly, amused at terrifying its prey, like a sadistic cat might toy with a mouse. There were over a dozen dragons in all, and the strange buzzing sound they gave off that filled the air was driving Charlie to distraction. One particularly large dragon, its scales the color of deep rust mixed with dried blood, sat farther back, not seeming very enthused about the goings-on. Of course, that was the one he was tasked with feeding.
"Well, if I'm going to go, I have to admit this is one hell of a way."
He strained his muscles and picked up the last tray from the litter, then carried it right to the looming animal. It was even larger than he first thought, he realized as he grew near. A pair of golden eyes watched him with intelligent curiosity as he placed the tray on the ground before it, sliding the tray closer, keeping eye contact the whole time.
"Here you go, fella. Hope you like it," he said, flinching in spite of himself
as he heard a scream as another hapless alien was devoured somewhere in the arena. The dragon shifted its enormous mass and leaned down to sniff the offerings, food and human alike. It moved oddly, he noted, and after building up enough courage to look away from the enormous teeth that could be his end, Charlie saw the problem. The end joint of the dragon's wing was broken. Whether it was injured fighting another dragon or had happened during its capture, he couldn't quite tell, but the injury seemed quite fresh. Suddenly, it wasn't a dangerous beast. It was a creature in need, albeit a creature that could devour him in a single bite. It felt a little crazy, but he figured he was a dead man either way, so Charlie started talking to it as his plan developed. "Hey, buddy, I can see your wing is hurt. I studied emergency wilderness first aid training, and I'm pretty good at setting broken bones, especially after my ship got blasted to this godforsaken galaxy and crashed in that stupid Balamar wasteland." The dragon paused a moment, then continued eating, watching him as he talked, but making no move to take a bite out of the delivery boy. At least not yet. "So I know you can't understand me, but if you'll let me, I think I can help you." Charlie walked closer, the dragon shuffling back slightly at the totally unexpected act. People ran from it, not the other way around. This was most unusual. Gently, he reached out for the injured wing. It was massive, unlike anything he'd ever splinted before. But bones were bones, and the anatomy was starting to make sense. His hands touched the leathery skin, and the most incredible rush of energy shot through his body. It was incredible, orgasmic almost. Suddenly, with that one act, all the suffering leading up to that moment almost seemed worth it. The dragon twitched a little, but nothing more. "Okay, look, I can't just leave you injured like this. I'm going to try to fix your wing, if you'll let me. I'd really appreciate it if you didn't eat me while I did." Charlie trotted over to the discarded litters he and the others carried the food out on and dragged them closer to the dark red dragon. He then began disassembling them. "What's he doing?" someone in the stand shouted. "Is it letting him go?" another asked in confusion. "Nah, it's old Red. 5-1, he's eaten in under 2 minutes," another yelled. And with that, a new betting frenzy was underway. Charlie ignored them and laid the bits near the curious dragon. The creature was watching him with the curiosity of a seemingly lazy cat that could quickly swat a mouse at any time if it wanted to. "I'm just going to talk you through this, even though you don't speak English," he said, chattering more to soothe his own nerves than anything else. "What I'm going to do is use these pieces of wood to hold your broken bone in place so it will heal straight. But to do that, I'm going to need to align the break first. It's going to hurt, but please don't eat me." As quickly as he could, Charlie began tying lengths of strong wood in place, laying the foundation for the big moment. "Okay now, here it comes. It's only going to hurt a second," he said. Then he yanked and pulled, jamming the crooked bone back into alignment. The dragon shrieked and spat a stream of fire into the sky, but miraculously, it didn't harm him. Cautiously, Charlie turned to look at the dragon. It was watching him with great curiosity, but suddenly he didn't feel any fear. It was as if they had come to an understanding of sorts. "Well, all right then. Let me get you properly wrapped up here," he said, admiring his handiwork. "Yeah, I think this should heal just fine, though I don't know how fast you guys mend." The wound at the break wasn't too deep, but the blood flowed anew once the bone was set, splashing on Charlie's arms as he worked fast, not to only tie off the splints, but also to staunch the flow. In just a few minutes, both tasks were complete. "Ow, that stings," he griped, as he wiped the iridescent red blood from his arms with a leftover scrap. It stung particularly badly where his injury was wrapped, but if a little infection was all he got out of this, it was worth it. "Okay, you should be all right now. Just don't flap your wing for a few weeks." Charlie felt amazing as he backed away from the dragon, his adrenaline running high and his spirits even higher. And the dragon felt something too. After finally being shown kindness after a lifetime of ill treatment, the enormous beast held back and merely watched as he walked away, letting him go free without biting off so much as a nibble, much to the dismay of the betting public.